You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're continuing with Do You Know the Real Jesus? Because there's a counterfeit Jesus that's out there that most of Christianity has fallen for. He's a counterfeit. He's satanic. He's not the real deal. Did you know that Satan has a mark? Most people do. It's called the mark of the beast. Let's read about this mark. Revelation 13:16. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Three things. This mark is three things. No one may buy or sell except the one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Three ways to get it. Revelation 14:9. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receive his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of indignation. He will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. All right, so that's Satan's mark of the beast. Did you know that God has a mark? That's right. Satan is a counterfeiter. He never comes up with something original. He's counterfeited God's mark. Most people don't know that God has a mark. You know what it is? It's the observance of Saturday, the seventh day, and the Sabbath or the holy days. Let's take a look at this. Exodus 31:12. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak also to the children of Israel, saying, surely my Sabbath you shall keep. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. That's right, Saturday is the sign. It's God's sign for his people. Verse 14, you shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy to you. Everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death, for whoever does any work on it, that person shall be cut off from among his people. Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Therefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. You say you're in a covenant relationship with God? He says the identifying sign of that covenant is the Sabbath. Do you observe the Sabbath? Saturday? From sundown Friday to sundown Saturday? In order to be in that covenant relationship, you have to observe the Sabbath. In fact, if you don't, you work on it or you treat it as a common day, you're put out. You're excommunicated. Verse 17, it is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. Doesn't change. Never. Here is how you learn about the Sabbath. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.